Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a big girl.
Hey girl, hey, I am Kim A and welcome to Big Girl Chronicles, where we are not skinny, but we are good and plenty, okay? Big Girl Chronicles is a show for all my plus size queens, and we are here to rewrite your life script and teach you how to love yourself unapologetically.
Happy Saturday, everyone. First, I would like to thank you all, okay? Thank you for tuning in to Big Girl Chronicles. Your support thus far means so much to me, more than you know. Thank you to all that's tuned in to the last couple shows with my husband. We appreciate your support and all your feedback, all positive. Thank you so much. Doesn't he have the best radio voice? And I want to personally thank my husband for his support and his encouragement through this new journey with Big Girl Chronicles. He pushes me. He encourages me. He stands with me. He is truly my rock, my best friend. And I just love him so, so, so much. And of course, he will be back again. So today, you know, I would like to share just a little bit about me. I want you to get to know me more and just learn of your host. So I have a few fun questions. And then, you know, I was thinking I could just get into a little bit about my story, where I come from. You know, probably towards the end, I'll talk about where I was born. Do I have a favorite childhood memory? And what ignited me to create Big Girl Chronicles? But I do have a few fun questions here so you get to know me a bit better. So, am I named after anyone? I am not named after anyone, but the spelling of my name is after someone. So my name is Kimberlay Yvonne Mann. And so Kimberlay is spelled in a unique way. Instead of L-Y at the end or L-E-Y at the end, it's L-E-I-G as in giraffe, H as in house. So when my mom was pregnant with me, she is, or was at that time, a registered nurse. She's retired now. And one of her patients spelled their name in the unique way that I spell my name. My sister was the one who actually named me Kimberlay Yvonne. Shout out to my sister. But my mom wanted to spell it in a unique way. You know, as a little girl, it was hard for me to have to explain my name, even writing it. A lot of times my name was so long, you know, all the letters didn't even fit in certain platforms, if you're filling out an application or whatever. So it was kind of hard. And I honestly didn't like it for a while, but in my adult life, I really embrace my name. I love it. I'm a unique person. My name is unique. So there that is. Another question is, if you were another person, would you be a friend of yourself? I absolutely would be my best friend. I'm the best friend you can ever have, okay? But I absolutely would be my own friend if I was another person. What is your favorite season and why? My absolute most favorite season is fall or autumn, whatever you like to call it. But I love fall. I love that the leaves are changing colors. I love the coolness of fall. I love boots, sweaters, I love pumpkin, everything. My husband will tell you, my best friends will tell you, my family will tell you, pumpkin, everything is the bomb to me. Don't come for me, because I know there's a lot of back and forth about pumpkin versus sweet potato. Listen, pumpkin is all that, okay? Do you have any siblings? I do. I have a sister and a brother that I personally know. And you'll hear about my story in a little bit, but I do have another brother I never met. I don't even know his name, but I'll get into that in a few. But I have my older sister. Her name is Deborah. She's 16 years older than me. And my brother, his name is Steve. He is 12 years older than me. So shout out to them. What are some of your favorite fashion brands? I love Christie's Love Connection. Black owned, local in San Diego, California, I believe. Yes, she is in San Diego, California. But please follow her on Instagram at Christie Love Connection. That's KristiLuv. And then the word connection. This is not a paid sponsorship. I just love her clothes, okay? I do love Torrid. I love Shein. Affordable, I think that's how you pronounce it, S-H-E-I-N. I hear a lot of people say Shein or Sheen or something like that, but I absolutely love them. So affordable. The clothes are quality now more than ever when they first started out. But have their sizes are pretty true to size. You might have to size up a little bit. And one of our shows is going to be, we're going to talk about fashion as a big girl too. But their clothes are amazing. So I love that. Another question, where would your dream vacation be? I absolutely love Greece. I want to go to Santorini, Greece so bad. I feel like I have a connection with Greece. And this may sound so weird and strange. And I talk about this all the time with my husband. I probably get on his nerves about it. But listen, I have this connection with Greece. Just the culture, the food, just everything. I want to vacation in Santorini, Greece. If I can live somewhere else, it would probably be Greece. Let's see. What is my greatest accomplishment? There's several, but I would say as of to date, my greatest accomplishment is getting married. I did not have a thought of marriage. There was a certain point before I met my husband, and I believe he touched on this a bit in our last show last week. Check that out if you missed it. But I was good. I was in a space where, you know, maybe marriage is not for me. And then after seeing certain patterns, you know, within my lifetime and experiencing some things or being on the front line of experiencing others and their lives or their marriages, I was actually afraid of marriage. And I'll get into my story as well, which will lead up to why what led me up to this point. And, you know, I was afraid to love, but I am so grateful to God all the time for my husband, who he's just amazing. He allows for a space for us to be ourselves, for us to be raw, for us to be whatever we need to be, you know, when it comes to communication. And you know, he chose me. He saw something in me, and I'm just so grateful for that. And so I feel where my thoughts were about marriage or my hesitations or any fears that I had about marriage, and for me to be married, that's a huge accomplishment, you know, and I wouldn't have traded that choice saying yes to my husband when he proposed. I would not trade that in for anything. I would say yes over and over again to Chez Man. Okay. So there, what is my favorite food? Listen, seafood all day, every day. We just had seafood last night. Actually, we eat seafood at least once to twice a week, but I love seafood. I love shrimp. I love crab legs. I love lobster. I love scallops. I'm not a fan of mussels. You know, the consistency is interesting to me, but seafood all day, every day. And I love comfort food. So comfort food for me is like Italian food, so pasta, pizza, and Mexican food. That's comfort food for me as well, especially, listen, being from San Diego, California, we gonna go to a good taco shop. And Caribbean food, oh my goodness, jerk chicken and rice and peas and the cabbage and the plantain and a patty, or the veggie patty, or probably both, but that's my favorite food. Let's see. I have another question here. Are you an extrovert or an introvert? When I'm asked this, I sometimes just say, or I like to say, excuse me, I'm both. You know, I'm naturally a bubbly person. I'm naturally one who can get along with everyone. But there's parts of me that I'm shy. I can be shy, or I'm an introvert in ways where, you know, I don't do well with a lot of crowds or in a large group of people. I tend to go in a shell, or I tend to kind of just stay quiet, be more observant, you know. But I say both. Although I can be outgoing, I'm definitely more of a reserved, observant person. I love that my husband, he has the gift, okay? He can carry conversations with strangers, with anyone, you know, and he just knows how to keep a conversation going. And I'm that awkward person, you know, I'll answer the questions and we're just kind of looking at each other like, okay, what's next? So that's why I say both. Hope that makes sense. Okay, so where was I born? And here, this is where we can get more into my story. I was born in San Diego, California. I actually was born with my vocal cords paralyzed. So my mom, when she was pregnant with me, fell down the steps, umbilical cord wrapped around my neck. And when I was born, I didn't have any vocal cords or working healthy vocal cords. The doctors wanted to do lots of surgeries, and my mom said, nope, I'm going to take my child home. I am going to pray over her, because you're not about to be cutting my child's throat all up, you know. So that's what she did. And then as time went on, you hear this beautiful loud voice today. So I knew then there was a reason for my voice. I knew I had a purpose, whether it was in music or being an advocate for others just like me, being an advocate for that underdog, because that was me too. Do I have any favorite childhood memories? I don't. I tend to block out a lot of my childhood, you know, just real quick. I was molested at a very, very young age by a stepfather. And so a lot of that trauma I had to deal with, and I still am healing from it today. I feel I've healed a great deal from that. But a lot of that trauma, it really affected me and how I view my childhood. But thank God for healing. Thank God that I'm here today and I can talk about it and be a blessing. Hopefully it'll be a blessing to others. And that can be another show one day, how I overcame that. And this is the reason why it led me to why I wanted to do Big Girl Chronicles. I wanted to use my voice, be an advocate for the underdog, for those who don't look like what society says normal looks like. I always wanted to have a forum or a community for us big girls to come in and talk, and those who are like-minded, you know, but I wanted to just encourage others, you know, and say, listen, you are loved, you are seen, you are more than enough. You know, let's not forget our affirmations that we should be telling ourselves every day in the mirror. You are beautiful. You don't have to be out here twerking. If that's your thing, all good. No judgment over here. But you don't have to do that for attention and for love, because you are worth so much more than that, you know? And so I just wanted to have a community. I always wanted to have something where we could talk about fashion and sometimes how hard it is to find the right pants that fit and the right bathing suit that's not going to have us looking crazy out here because we're thick. And there's nothing wrong with thick, okay? As I've seen a lot of quotes go around, thick thighs saves lives. So, anywho, I just thought I'd share a little bit about me. I hope that gives you more of an in-depth look at who Kim is. And until next week, remember that we are not skinny, but you're good in plenty, and you are beautiful. All right, so thank you for tuning in to Big Girl Chronicles. I am your host, Kim A., and we will talk next week.